We would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church here at 333 South Chestnut Street. Guest speaker today is Gary Dyer with the message, The Power of God's Word. Here at Trinity UMC, we strive to be Christ's hands, feet, and heart in our community. We also invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship service at 10 a.m. You can also watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. I'll remind you that you can see the birthdays and anniversaries in the bulletin. And our radio ministry today was sponsored by Brian and Brent Weekman in honor of Judy and Dale's 58th anniversary.
Amen.
Our scripture today is Psalms 51:10. It's found on page 562 in your pew Bible. Very short and sweet. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The word of God for the people of God. And now we will have the sermon, Power of God's Word, by Gary Dyer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is anybody out there?
Yeah.
Amen. At church, I say, is this thing on? Yeah, and it's all right to raise your hands. And it's all right to say praise the Lord. It's all right to say thank you, Jesus. God is listening. He's watching. But in the power of God's words, He wants it to be spoken. Does that make sense? He knows what's in your heart. He knows what I'm thinking right now. But He's waiting for my cry. In Jeremiah, it says 33. It says, call unto me and I will answer you. Call. It didn't say be quiet. It says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you've never seen or heard. How many would like to have that? Sure. I've had visions and dreams in the past. And people said, well, that don't happen. I said, well, you've come too late to tell me. I've cried out. Even in the war, I would cry out in them foxholes. I'd say, God, don't let one hit this hole. Not a one ever hit the hole. Is anybody with me? I'm trying to speak slow because sometimes I get too fast. But I've got a healing scripture for somebody. And what you need to do, I want to ask you maybe just to write it down. If you need a healing, take some healing scriptures and write them out and stick them in your house. You have to say God's word. Why would I say that? Because it says in St. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when you and I are speaking, we're speaking God. Does that make sense? Sometimes I get too excited, I need to slow down. People say, well, when I got filled with the Spirit, you would have thought I went crazy. You said, well, hey, did you shout? Yes, I did. I jumped and shouted like the guy that got healed in the Bible. He said he leaped and shouted and went to church. Amen. Glory to God. And it wasn't just a leap and shout. It was because God filled me with the Spirit to tell others about Jesus. And to tell others about, you can have the Spirit of God in you that would cause you to do things you maybe not done before. Now, everything I'm doing today is, I didn't sign up on a paper. I want to preach. I want to open up a food pantry. I'd like to go back to Vietnam. I'd like to go back to Africa. I didn't sign up for any of that. Just one day, is it all right if I move a little bit? I got some stories to tell you because the Word of God is so powerful. I want to share a story with you. Jimmy Swaggart just died. Some of you like him, some of you may not like him. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to say one day, and I haven't told this to hardly anybody. Now, my heart is getting so soft it's hard for me to talk anymore. But I was sitting in Columbus, Indiana. My motorcycle was in the front yard, and I had fought Vietnam for 10 years through alcohol and drugs and everything you thought about. I was trying to do it to bury that war. And I was sitting in there in that room, and I had a bottle of whiskey in one hand and a pistol in the other. And I thought about doing this. And I thought, boy, I want to get rid of this going on in here, and I'll do it with this. Well, the TV was on. Everybody listen. 1978, I'm giving a testimony about what God can do. Not about Gary, about what God can do. People give testimonies, they want to preach. No, tell me what God has done for you. And I thought about doing that. The TV was on, I don't know why, but Jimmy Swaggart was preaching. You know, I carried the Bible like this, and he would preach. Well, I thought about, well, I'll get rid of all this craziness. And he was on there, and he said, you, pointed that finger that looked that big, he said, you out there watching this TV right now. And boy, I jerked that gun away, and I said, you stupid thing, what are you doing? And God used Jimmy Swaggart to speak to Gary Dyer in 1978. I didn't automatically start going to church, but that was the beginning of the downfall of Satan in my life. Is anybody with me? Now, if I'd make a dead man get up in the graveyard and shout, hallelujah! I'm a little vocal guy, and I hope one day you get a little vocal. I'm not putting you down. People said you're supposed to be reverent in church. Yes, you are, but I'm telling you, man, when you get saved, you'll shout to somebody. When I got the Holy Spirit, I went and told, I told everybody, what's wrong with you guys? And I got the Holy Spirit. I quit drinking, I quit smoking, I quit wrecking cars, I quit fighting, I quit taking pills, I quit womanizing. And people would look at me and say, oh God, he's went crazy. No, I went from crazy to sane. Oh God, created me a clean heart and removed me the right spirit. I use those verses a lot. In Psalms 103, it says in verse 3, amen, who forgiveth all my iniquities and healeth all my diseases. He wants you well. I've been going through it since last year. He wants me healed. I'm walking out my healing. I am not there yet complete, but I'm walking out my healing. I'm up on my feet. I am not in the hospital. Somebody will shout, where are you at today? You're in church. You're not in the nursing home. You're not in, woo, Jesus. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm supposed to stick with the program. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 18:21, you hear me say that a lot. It says, listen, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Now, I'm not doubting you. I'm not speaking bad at you. I'm just saying God gave me equipment. When I went to Vietnam, they gave me a helmet. They gave me a flak vest. They gave me web gear. They gave me ammo. They gave me frags. They gave me a rifle. They gave me everything I needed to fight the war. Well, when I got saved, God said, okay, you got the helmet of salvation. You got the breastplate of righteousness. The shield of faith that fends off all the fire darts of the wicked. All the fire darts of the wicked. Did it say some? Hello? All the fire darts. Think of that. You are a powerhouse. When the devil shows up, you've been saying, okay, I got the word of God in me. Listen up. Right here it is. In the beginning. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Oh, I got slowed down a minute. You see, you got it inside of you. When the Spirit of God comes inside of a man or a woman, amen, you're a powerhouse. Forgive me, I'm dialing. You're a powerhouse. It shouldn't be, oh, the devil showed up. No, the devil should say, here comes Mary Ellen. She's going to start speaking the word. And somebody said, well, I don't believe that. Tell me, what did Jesus use against the devil face to face? He said, it's written. Did he not say that? The devil showed up and said, hey, dude, I'm here. He started speaking lies, and Jesus said, it's written, tempt not the Lord thy God. And the devil said, well, let's try something else. And all Jesus said, it's written. Oh, she's bringing life-giving water. Thank you, dear. Yes, it said that, didn't it? Yes, ask. That's a scripture, and ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Look at this. This is life-giving water. You know how good that is. If you'd had this in Vietnam, you'd have been a very important person. People would say, you got any water? You got any water? Yeah, me too. Thank you, Jesus. But if you love life, speak it. I'm not speaking woes and down. People said, how are you? And I started this long list of what's... I said, wait a minute, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on, I got saved. Been filled with the Spirit. I got two legs. I got two arms. Come on, I got a head. Is anybody with me? I was with guys that came back missing stuff. I got two legs. Somebody will say, I got two legs, I got two hands, so I can lift it up and praise the Lord across the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I had people ask me, I was on a bridge with a sign that said, Jesus loves you, and church people stopped and said, what are you doing? I'm doing what God told me to do. On a bridge? One lady stopped and said, don't you know you're supposed to be in church? I said, nobody told me. Did anybody ever tell you you're supposed to be sick? Please don't get mad at me. I'm discovering things that God has softened my heart. He said in Matthew 12:34, for out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. That's how important God's word is. He loves us so much. He just wants to hear it. We just sang it, didn't we? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Yahweh. I love you, Yeshua. And I love you, Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. Everybody know that? We need the Holy Spirit. Why do you need the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm going to answer you. I'm glad you asked. When I got the Holy Ghost, when I got filled with the Spirit, guess what comes with it? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness, faith, and temper my temper. Do we need to be tempered today? Oh, Jesus, is there war on every hand? One thing today that gets me, a guy was talking about another church, and I said, well, wait a minute. Jesus died that all men might be saved. And when I get to heaven, you may disagree with me, but when I get there, he's going to say, well done, Gary Dollar, hit the road, Jack. Now, you may get mad at me. He's not going to say, oh, you're Baptist, you're over here. Oh, I forgot you're over here, Pentecostals. Does that make sense? That's why you need to be... I hope you all don't get mad and leave. I was looking at the crowd. I said, I hope nobody stayed home because they heard I was here. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, and the most important thing, the most important thing on the battlefield I discovered a long time ago, not during the war, but was this. Communication. You know how I discovered it? We were trapped. If you moved, you got hit. And I was stuck. And here come a black man dragging a radio. And his eyes are that big. He said, Sergeant Don, what are we into? I said, if you don't get help up here, I'm going to die. And you know what he brought? Radio. Did you see how important it is? When I wake up this morning, I said, God, I'm not moving by feelings. I may not feel this well. I may not Some people say, I don't feel like going to church today. Well, you better. Hear that? The beating of my heart. Jesus might have said, well, I don't feel like going to the cross today. Ooh. I tell you, I had a vision the other day, and I was standing here in this vision, and it was like looking through a glass darkly, but I looked, and he was on the cross, and he was looking at me, and hurt terribly. I don't see how he made it. I don't see how he existed as a human, even though he was a son of God. I don't see how he did it, because if you've ever seen the Passion of the Christ or something, or had a vision, it's terrible. But he did it. If you read Isaiah 53 and 5, he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The peace of my chastisement was upon him. But he said, by the stripes upon his back, what? We are healed. Not just a preacher praying, but you have the ability. Somebody get this. You've got the ability in you to pray the prayer of faith that will heal the sick. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, somebody talk to me. You've got something in you that you can use to heal the sick. I don't believe that. Well, try it. Pray till it happens. Heal the sick. I've been praying around going. If I went to pray for a lady, I was going to pray for her and rebuke the spirit of death. I got busy the day before. Sorry. I got busy the day before. Busy with the things of the world. The food pantry and this and that. I said, I'll go tomorrow. I'll be right there, Sister Bonnie. And I'm going to pray and rebuke the spirit of death and see her come out of that. I got there in the afternoon. I said, I'm here. I'm the great man of God. I didn't say that, but I'm here to pray for Bonnie. And the lady looked at me and she said, she died yesterday at 8 in the morning. I said, God forgive me. I mean, I'm not petting down, but man. See, I was a day late and a dollar short. I don't like that. It made me feel really bad because I'm going to a funeral this coming week. But, I was going to just rebuke that spirit of death and say, you get up. The doctor said there's no chance. Now, wait a minute. What did God say? What did Jesus say? He said, I love you and I did it all for you. On the cross, when he bowed his head, he gave up the ghost. Anybody with me? They beat him almost to death, but he didn't die. He gave up the ghost. He said, I've given my spirit back to you. And bowed his head and he said, it's finished. Now it's up to Gary Dyer to do something. It's up to, I don't know names real well, but it's up to you to do something. It's up to you to love your neighbor. How can you do that? Without the Spirit of God, I can't do anything. I can't be here this morning without the Holy Spirit working in me. And he said, love your enemies. I said, well, I do, Lord, but I still don't like him off enemies. I was reading that. Love your enemies. Well, do you love your neighbor? Well, sometimes. So one day I'm praying. Now listen, I'm talking to Jesus. And he stops me and he said, you're going back. And I said, I knew where I was going. He didn't tell me Vietnam, but I knew where I was going. It was in there. I knew where I was going. I said, they'll kill me for sure this time. He never said a word. He just said, go. Is anybody with me? Is he telling you to go? You're going on the mission trip, Mark is. And when you go there, you're going for God. Not going for Mark, even though God will use him, and you or whoever's going. And I've been on them trips where you sweat and sweat and sweat and you paint and paint and work, work, work. But you're going for God, for a soul. Lord, give me a soul. Give me another soul. Give me another soul. Desmond Doss. Anybody know that name? Desmond Doss. Marine Corps. World War II. He was a conscientious objector. Loved God, didn't believe in guns, wouldn't take no life, But he joined the Marine Corps. And they said, what are you doing here? You got to shoot a weapon. No. Well, they said, you're a coward. He said, no, I want to serve my country, but I will not take a life. Well, they called him a coward. They beat him up and everything. But then they said, well, we're not going to throw you out. We'll make you a medic. A medic's not a good job. Does anybody know that? I went through several medics when I was there. It's not a good job. So they made Desmond Doss a medic. World War II, Hacksaw Ridge, you might have seen the movie. They sent him up there, he's fighting with the Marine Corps, no rifle, but his Bible. He's got the Word of God with him. What's that going to do against an M1 or a machine gun? The Word of God, it said, is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It goes to the very marrow of your bones. It should be affecting you today. The Word of God should be going, wow, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. The way it did me. No more drinking, no more cussing, no more fighting. Hallelujah. Well, Desmond Doss, in that battle, they got overrun. Japanese was killing them guys left and right. And so they had to pull back, and they came down this rope ladder back down off of this hill. And they said, well, everybody's here. We've got everybody off. And suddenly, here come a wounded man down off the hill by rope. Desmond Doss made a rope hanger and put around guy's arm and started lowering wounded guys down from the hill. And he stayed up there amongst all this stuff going on without a rifle. At the end, Desmond Doss saved 75 Marines. Wounded, lowering them one at a time down that hill. Day, and you know what his testimony was? Please hear me. When they interviewed him, he said, I would say, Lord, give me one more. That should be Gary Doss. Lord, give me one more. What? Shoo. I'm about to cry. What they call a coward got the Medal of Honor. And they loved that guy. They wouldn't go back up. And they said, why ain't you leaving yet? He said, because Doss is over there praying. And we ain't going up until he's ready. Do you see a man of God with the Word of God can't be beat? That's for you ladies too. When the Word's in you, I tell you what, I felt like a child yesterday. Somebody kept putting, I'm going to say my family down in a way. And I've been hearing it, and finally I said, I've had enough, and I got mad. And I didn't cuss, I didn't say anything wrong. I said, if you feel that way, I'll leave this place and I won't come back. I'll sign out and I won't come back. That's childish, that's selfish. And they looked at me like, I felt like a 10-year-old kid throwing a tantrum. Well, I'm coming back. When it got done, I spouted my mouth off. When I got done, I bowed my head and I said, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I'm supposed to be a grown-up, 76 years old, acting like 10 years old. Well, I'm leaving this place because the preacher didn't speak to me. Hogwash. Isn't that with me? Man, Pastor Angel, she says, I'm trying to do the best I can, but I don't know how, I know she's good to me, I'm sorry. I know she's good to me, and we pray for each other, and I pray for you, you pray for me, and preachers go through a lot of stuff, you know what? Same thing you do. People talk bad about us, but I've got old enough now, it shouldn't bother me. Call me a Bible thumper, hallelujah. I've been called a holy roller, hallelujah. I wanted to start a bowling club of preachers and call it the Holy Rollers. They wouldn't do that. Why not? I've been called a lot of things. Oh boy, you're too long. You preach too long. You're too loud. Now you're too old. You know who does them things? The enemy does those things. You're too old to shout anymore. You're too old to do something in the church. He wants you to quit. He wants me to go home and sit down and just die. Before I went to war, my dad was a World War II Marine, and he said to this, if you keep moving or you'll die, D-I-E. That makes sense? So I keep moving. I feel like it, but I keep moving. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, I want to tell you how powerful. I don't know. If I go over, you'll have to do this. I was preaching at a church, and the guy, I said, does that mean I'm done? Yeah, sometimes I went to church one time, and he said, whoever thought we could have church for 3 hours? Well, there's some people would die. I don't know, man, Jesus. There's a guy told me one day I was preaching, before I started, he said over here, not this place, but he sat right over here, and he said, now if it's a bad sermon, you'll see me look at my watch. I never looked at him. I didn't care. You know how I broke that ice? Next time I went, I said, brother, does your wife sing? He said, yes, she does. I said, well, she sang a song. I was his best friend from then on out. So if you want to sing, just sing. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, you know the story. Peter and John were going to church. They were spirit-filled. I'm just encouraging you today. I'm not speaking bad to you. I'm encouraging you. What's in you is power. Love and a sound mind. You have power. You have power to rebuke that, to pray it out of your house, to pray it out of your body. I'm speaking to myself every day. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And any tongue that rises up against me, I condemn it now in Jesus' name. That's the heritage of Gary W. Dyer and his family. I pray the word of God. And Peter and John was going to church, and there that poor guy was sitting on the gate. They paid him every day, plopped him down, can't walk, leave the cripple outside. Have we ever done that? Leave the cripple outside. When they come to the food pantry, I don't care if they're pink, purple, black, white, green hair, buck tooth looking things, they get food. That makes sense? And when they got to that, that crippled guy said, give me something. Come on, give me some money. Been a long time laying there. Well, Peter had been filled with the Holy Spirit. Come on, y'all get excited. He got the Holy Spirit in him. When he got to that old boy, he said, give me something. I need it. And Peter just looked at him. He said, silver and gold I do not have. But such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he grabbed that boy by his hand. That old boy got up. You know what he did? He started going. Do you think he just stood there and said, oh man, I can walk? No, I believe he went hog, wild, and pig crazy, we call it in Kentucky. I believe that boy went wild. It said he was leaving and praising the Lord. And he went to church. Pardon my language. Went to church. I'm spitting. Went to church. The old preacher said, if you don't spit, it ain't no good. Yeah. And he was healed. And they said, oh, these guys are great. No, it's not me, brother. I don't have anything to do with it. To God be all the glory. You get all the glory and the honor and the praise. Whatever we do, he gets the credit. In Vietnam, when you come to if you come to my office at church, there's stuff on the wall from Vietnam, medals and stuff. But I tell people, those belong to God. He did it. He showed up. People said, well, God don't show up. Yes, he does. I don't know if it was Jesus or the angel of the Lord, but he showed up. Is anybody with me? He showed up in the middle of the battle. I'm talking about mortars and rockets and North Vietnamese and shooting and banging and people dying. And he shows up. Why? Because I said, God, I don't want to die in this hellhole. You see what I was doing? If I could getting down ain't hard, but getting up is the same. But I was on my knees against the bank, ready to die. All my friends, I thought, I'm the only one left alive out of this place. And I thought, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I wanted to go home. But what was God waiting on? God, I don't want to die in this hellhole. Pardon my language. And there he was. I mean, not just a little, I mean panoramic. You may not believe this, but I saw it. Panoramic. I didn't care any more about the North Vietnamese. I didn't care more about the mortars. Nothing mattered but him. Come on, when you see him, nothing else matters. I said, wow, who's that? And he just looked at me. He was big as this, I don't know, maybe this church. He never said a word, but he put something in me that caused me to get up and run toward a wounded guy that you don't ever do. And the machine gun was firing. I jumped in the ditch and I said, he didn't hit me. God has a plan for your life. If the doctor tells you there's no hope, you say, wait a minute. I've got the word of God to say. I'm speaking to somebody today. Me too. They tell me this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. I said, I'm blessed. I'm walking out my healing. I'm about ready to quit because is Mark still there or did he go to sleep? No, I'm just kidding. I like to put a little humor in on that. But did you see, a man with the word of God is unbeatable. And the devil has no hold upon us if we got the word in us. Amen. Can you think about that today? This precious wood down here, it's been there for years. I think how many tears have been on this wood? If you ever feel a need to come, just come. I sit up front because I'm close to this. I sit up front not to be seen, but I'm close to this. I'm only up here because they asked me to be. I should be down there. That makes sense. On my knees, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Isaiah said, chapter 6, on my knees, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And I, through his direction, another man and me got saved. See, it wasn't about Gary. It was about the wounded. So I'm going to be quiet. Is that okay? Have I said anything that's helped you or excited you? Or nobody went to sleep, did they? I don't know. It's just in me. I can't shut up. I have to be quiet. It's in there. It's hard for me to shut up. Hallelujah. But I love you guys. Thank you for putting up with me. Now, next Sunday, we're going to talk about the love of God. If you can come next Sunday and bear with me one more Sunday, I think Angel will be back. Praise the Lord. Is that okay? Thank you, Jesus. All right, bless you today. Hey.